This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Pretty on the nose that ring culture has now come into the sports conversation. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff, on the day after the best hockey player in the sport gets shut out from winning a Stanley Cup for the second straight year and is still ringless. Welcome to the show. It's Maggie. It's Perloff. Congrats to the Panthers. Yeah. They win the cup last night. The flip side of that is Connor McDavid still cupless.
Yeah, but you don't call it ringless in hockey.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you call it cup. It's funny.
Champion.
There's no ring culture. It's cup culture.
I'm sorry.
But cup culture could mean lots of things. This whole term ring culture is kind of a new thing, right? Like, because when I was a kid, it was just called sports. Like, everyone knew you went out there to win a championship. Now, I guess it's like the participation trophy era, and you get some sort of in-season award or something. I can't even follow anymore.
So, okay, you don't think that it's gone at times a little too far? What I mean by that is, yes, it's one thing to, you know, put an asterisk next to a Charles Barkley or Dan Marino or call them some of the greatest to never win. You know, Ewing, Malone, we all understand right. Who the guys are.
Right.
But what I think is different now is that in some sports, basketball especially one of them, one ring's not enough. Like, this is where the ring culture to me gets a little out of control. Because you're right.
Not enough for what?
Well, sports is about winning, right?
But I don't understand. Not enough for what?
To get someone into an inner circle Hall of Fame or best 10 players or best 15 players. Like, if you are Jokic, who's got three MVPs but one ring, it's like somehow the one ring's not enough. Giannis, the one ring's not enough. Aaron Rodgers, the one ring's not enough. I think for certain sports, like, yeah, if a guy never wins who's an all-time great, that's notable. Connor McDavid, you're up, man. Like, this is real pressure that I'm not going to take you off the hook and no one's going to take you off the hook for it. But when you actually win one, doesn't some of the pressure go away?
Well, you said Hall of Fame. If you get into the second round of the NBA playoffs, you're a guaranteed Hall of Famer.
Well, that's not the player's fault. That's because they let everybody in.
Forget Hall of Fame. You're saying top 10 players. The thing about, I think there's a tendency to label everybody a top 10 player. Like, I feel like some young NBA fans think that there's 243 top 10 players. Like, yes, Giannis and Joker have not earned top 10. Top 10, like Bill Russell barely makes the top 10.
What about Jerry West?
No.
Okay. I mean, yeah, he should be consistent 10. Because he only has one ring.
But I don't think people are realizing like the stratosphere we're trying to get these people up into like all time. Again, Bill Russell barely sneaks into the top 10 and he has a million rings.
I think that has more to do with though now with the era he played in, doesn't it? I mean, that's where I'm not saying that he didn't play against great players. He played against Wilt Chamberlain. I know he played against great players, but I think we look at that just might be a time bias, an era's bias.
I guess so. But I mean, yeah, Giannis and Joker are great players, but I mean, maybe if you squint, you could see Joker he's so young that maybe he's got a big career that he'll sneak into the top 10, but he's got a long
MVPs
way to go.
Puts him there with Larry Bird and others, you know?
Yeah, I don't see, he's not there yet. I mean, he's only 28, right? So I think he's mid-career, so that makes sense. I have trouble seeing Joker gain the level of Larry Bird.
Let's hear from LeBron James. So a lot of this is coming off the heels of LeBron James and Steve Nash having a conversation on the podcast called Mind the Game. And LeBron, let's hear Cup 5, Manny, just dumbfounded by the ring culture in the NBA.
It's like saying Peyton Manning can't be in the same room with Brady. Mm. or Mahomes because he only has one ring. They don't never discuss that in a sport.
Right.
Or telling me that Dan Marino is not the greatest slinger of all time, or he can't be in the room with those guys because he didn't win a championship. Mm-hmm. They don't discuss those things, you know? I don't know.
They don't call me Championship Chuck.
They don't discuss that Dan Marino didn't win a Super Bowl. Is he being serious?
I think that...
I can't even tell if he's like...
Well,
awake there or no?
Well, funny that, like you, he does not acknowledge Peyton Manning's second Super Bowl ring, which Perloff doesn't either. But he did win it in Denver. I think it's he's saying that you could have a debate on who's the greatest quarterback of all time, or let's say Mount Olympus, Mount Rushmore, you know, what we're doing now, these sports gods. And no one would bat an eyelash if you put Dan Marino on it. As long as Brady's there.
Right, right. But the same exact thing happens in the NBA history-wise. I mean, there's no doubt.
No one puts Charles Barkley on a Mount Rushmore of all-time greatest NBA players.
Right.
Right.
Because he doesn't have a ring.
But Dan Marino could be on the Mount Rushmore of all-time great NFL quarterbacks, and he doesn't have a ring. That's what LeBron's
saying.
He's
such an exception. Oh, I hear you. But, again, like, I think rings define, in every sport, I think it's the most important thing. Winning a championship, it's really the, in many ways, it's like the only thing.
But should it be?
Yes, absolutely. Like, what are we doing here if the entire point isn't to win a championship? If the point was to score the most points, then, I mean, the greatest player of my youth would have been Bernard King or whatever. I don't even know. I'm just trying to think of a high scorer. The point is to win. That's all that matters. It should be the only factor.
But Bernard King, for example, is someone who had no chance to win. Like, he had no chance. He was on a team that was not good enough. He didn't go to the Celtics where they drafted Kevin McHale and they drafted Robert Parrish. Those guys were gifted to them. And they got Dennis Johnson. Like, that's the context I think LeBron's talking about is, yes, we could talk about these guys who don't have 10 rings and say, well, they're just not as good. Well, they weren't in situations that would have allowed them to win rings.
But nobody's saying Kevin McHale's
championship. He just didn't. But on King's team.
Sorry, right up there with McHale and Parrish legacy. Well, he's not that far behind him. Bird's on another stratosphere.
Sure, but I just think the thing is, like, again, like, those guys don't have rings. It's almost like we blame them in the NBA more than their circumstances.
Yeah, because they never passed the ball.
But that's not true for, like, Bernard King. Like, his team yeah, was terrible.
Right. Well, oh, my
okay,
God.
Okay, and this is where you're a little damned if you do, damned if you don't, because if you're a guy who then leaves that team where you have no shot to win a ring and say you go somewhere else, like Kevin Durant, who actually did have a shot to win a ring with Oklahoma City, they made it to a finals, they lost, they were up 3-1 on the Warriors, he decides to leave because he either didn't want to be in Oklahoma City anymore, thought that the Bay Area was attractive, wanted to join a 73-win team, and it's like he'll never live it down. And
yeah, yeah. The team had 73 wins the year before. They lost 9 games.
Right, so it's kind of like this moving target of... Because that's what I'm saying, Pearl. It's one thing to get shut out from winning no rings. I understand that's, more about where that is relevant.
Yeah.
But when you win one or two, and that's still deemed, air quotes, not enough to be considered a great player, to me, I think there is something
flawed on that. No. But that's proving it's all about... Like, it is about, if it's all about the rings, then wouldn't everyone give Durant all the credit in the world because he has 2 rings? Well, it's about the player.
But the point, though, is that that's the problem, is that now it doesn't even matter if you have rings. If you don't have as much as Jordan, you're still a loser.
Oh, my God, that's not the case at all. I mean, I don't think
absolutely is the case.
You're saying if you don't have 6 rings like Jordan, you're a loser?
We literally, every time we talk about LeBron James, and the first thing we say is, well, he doesn't have 6. And when we talk about Kobe Bryant, it's, well, he doesn't have 6. Yes, you're not as good as a guy who doesn't even have the most rings.
So this is all about LeBron Jordan, then?
I don't know if it's all about it. I think a lot of it goes back to Jordan, though. I do think you trace it back to that. Even Steve Nash says it in this conversation. They're like, they're kind of tap dancing around it, he and LeBron. Like, where did this come from? And Nash is like, I think it started in the 90s. It's like, well, I can name a specific time. And I think it's not just about Jordan going 6-for-6 in finals. I think it's also about the people he kept from winning. And so those guys like don't have rings because of Michael Jordan, which elevated Jordan even more than just the winning did.
Yeah, but Bill Russell has 11 rings and nobody thinks he's better than Michael Jordan.
Bill Russell's a victim of the era.
I think you're underestimating the player Michael Jordan, the way he played and the way he led and all the things he did. It wasn't like he did not win team championships. He won Michael Jordan championships. He didn't need to join Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. Yeah, he did need the players around him. I know you're going to say that, but it's also he was so spectacular and he was so relentless and he was so... And LeBron is all those things too. But it's not just like he wasn't part of the Celtics. He wasn't part of the Lakers. That was his team, 100% his team.
Yeah, but they had to tweak. I mean, remember when Jordan in The Last Dance is like, what do you call it? The cocaine circus or something around him. And they had to get a lot of guys out. They had to change coach.
Yeah,
It became personal with me.
And then they had to change the team again when it got, you know, after the first repeat, they changed the team for the second repeat.
I just think, for example, Tim Duncan is probably a greater player. I can't believe I'm saying this, and Shaq, because when it came to the NBA playoffs, like, Tim Duncan was the best player on the court when it mattered most. And that, if is that ring culture? Like, those titles mean so much because he was dominant in the fourth quarter of so many playoff games. He's just like, I'm taking this over. Nobody can stop me. And that's like the defining thing about Tim Duncan. That's why he's probably top 10 of all-time players.
But doesn't Shaq have more finals MVPs?
And when we talk about, I think he has more. But when we talk about the Spurs, though, we talk about how good they play team basketball. That's another thing, too. It's not just, Tim Duncan was just Michael Jordan. He was just – it's like, the Spurs were this system. And it was Greg Popovich. It had this great plan. Like, we talk a lot about organizations and team when it comes to Tim Duncan.
Right, but Tim Duncan
was – Jordan, 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 Jordan.
But Tim Duncan scored, like, 19 points a game in the regular season. But then when it mattered in the playoffs, like, watch out. Both defensively and offense, he was – amazing in the finals. So is that ring culture or just like stepping up in the biggest moment?
Both Shaq and Tim Duncan won three MVPs.
Three MVPs, yeah. Because Kawhi won the other one. Let's get to LeBron, more from the Mind the Game pod. He admits that the ring culture conversation falls on him the most.
Trying to nitpick an individual because he was not able to win a team game or a team match or whatever the case may be. I don't know where it started. It's just it's a long conversation, especially when it comes to, like, you know, me individually. It's just so weird. It's so weird. I mean,
yeah, and LeBron in some ways is the victim of this, but he's also has perpetuated, right? Because he's the victim of the ring culture conversation because he's constantly compared to Jordan and he clearly has fallen short with the 6-4 count. But then he also left Cleveland and went to Miami because he felt like the pressure to win. So he's almost kept the ring culture thing alive, too. I don't blame him for that, but it's the truth.
But it's also the quality of the ring, too. I mean, even if he got to six, people would say, one was a bubble, one was with the Heatles. And if
two
he got
with the Heatles.
Yeah, two with the Heatles. And if he won two more, he'd obviously have to be somewhat of a role player to win more because he's 40 years old. So I think even if he won six, nobody would count that. Nobody would put him over Jordan. The Jordanites wouldn't care.
But don't you feel like this was a conversation when LeBron won the Cleveland title? It was like, this one counts more.
Right, because he came back to Cleveland. But it had nothing to do with it was not the number of rings. It was the quality of championships, right? That was big because he came back to Cleveland, not because it was his fourth.
Right.
The third round.
That was his third. I think it's like this calculus where however we want to do this, it feels like it's all adding up to just not enough.
Well,
you know?
Okay. But it's not about the number of rings. That's what I'm saying. It's about the quality of the rings, too, to me. And the quality of Jordan's rings are crazy because it was just he's the face of the team, the face of the league, where a lot of these other guys were part of bigger things. That's just, again, in KD's, the quality of his rings are not great. They're just, I think legacy-wise, it's going to really hurt him.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476, ring culture out of control. Mike's in Syracuse. Mike, what do you think?
Well, when you're talking about Connor McDavid and the fact that, you know, he's in his 10th year, he's been with one team his entire career, and there's something to be said about bringing that one team up to the level.
Right.
You know, there's been players in hockey. The best example is Ray Bourque, toiled for years and years with Boston and had to leave to go to a better team with a better management and a better structure to win with Colorado.
And people were happy for him.
Immensely.
A basketball player wouldn't get that same. I don't think a basketball player would get that same praise that Ray Bourque did. That was a coronation. It felt like Ray Bourque's Stanley Cup. And I don't think, Pearl, maybe you're disagree. I don't think a basketball player would, like, if Chris Paul or something.
Oh my God, Chris Paul would be huge.
The problem with the NBA is that the power structure has been placed with the players too much. And they just can hold guys that hold entire organizations for ransom. That if you don't get somebody in here to play with me, I'm leaving. And, you know, hockey players aren't like that. Yeah. Hockey players are so afraid of losing their job that they will do anything, walk through walls, skate through fire to get to the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, and, but Mike, you got to ask yourself, like, what's actually, you know, what's more effective if winning is the thing? Because we'll even say it, you know, it's just a bigger deal. The ring culture, I think, is a bigger factor for basketball players than it is for hockey players. Mm. It's big for McDavid, don't get me wrong. But, you know, people still love Joe Thornton. They still love Pavel Bure. There's guys who haven't won who still get tons and tons of respect.
Well, by the way,
that'll keep him out of the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
But, Pierre Turgeon.
Mike, I think.
Years. Same thing with McGillney.
The Knights, actually, pregame, they do skate through fire, I believe. But
Mike, thank you, Mike.
They have one thing. Look at a box score of an NBA game and look at a box score of a hockey game, and I'll tell you why there's more emphasis on the individual. There are five guys out there, and you know, Tom Thibodeau, there's six guys for the entire game. Of course, it's a much more individual. Like, LeBron can control a game in a way that McDavid can't. Will you agree with that? So much more is on the individual in basketball. Anybody who's played basketball, like, if you have a guy like LeBron on the other side, you're in trouble. I mean
McDavid, I just don't want to do this thing where we move the goalpost for him like he's not expected to win. That's also not true.
You just can't control it in hockey. It's closer to baseball to me than, I mean, Gretzky,
basketball.
You can control a lot more than baseball. Baseball, Barry Bonds is the greatest player we've all seen, but we weren't surprised that he couldn't win a World Series because you need pitching and you need everything around you. So in baseball, there's no pressure like that, right?
I think there is for Aaron Judge. We talked about it. I think that the Yankees add to that, the lore of the franchise and being a captain. And if you're a captain for the Yankees and don't win.
Might be the only exception. That might be the only example
for baseball.
Yeah.
It's possible.
I mean,
A-Rod had a lot of pressure.
Shohei, I think, had to win.
Well, yeah. Shohei's over now, though.
The player of the generation, right?
Yeah,
even more than Judge.
Yeah, but he won his World Series last year, so it feels like his pressure, that pressure's gone.
I don't think he ever faced pressure, because I feel like as soon as he got to a good team, he won.
Right? Right.
Yeah, like it just never happened. I think A-Rod was one that he definitely had a lot of pressure.
Had Shohei stayed on the Angels, definitely we could have that conversation, but I mean, he joined the Warriors, so I mean.
Definitely.
I mean, also, do you think that it hurt Don Mattingly that he was a captain of the Yankees that never won a World Series?
I do. I think, actually,
yes.
But Don Mattingly should have made the Hall of Fame.
If he had won a World Series. Well, and that's funny because baseball is usually not like that. But in this case, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We got some Aaron Rodgers news for you of the gossipy variety.
No.
We'll do that next. Also, we've got a crazy story that's percolating about the NBA draft, and it looks like one top prospect might be blowing it when it comes to these pre-draft workouts and interviews. So we'll get some reporting on that in just moments. Don't move, Maggie and Perloff.
Don't be a freaking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com.
Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Weirdo.
Oh, it's never good when we hear that sounder in June. It can't be good news, Maggie. What's the latest?
Or January. So here's the latest. According to the Daily Mail, which we know is gossipy rag, so consider the source. Insiders close to Rogers' family are unconvinced that his marriage is real. They feel it may have been a symbolic commitment ceremony instead of legally binding wedding. And we are back to the definition
of marriage.
Of marriage and the definition of immunized and the definition of all these things with Rogers. You really got to parse through. That was the helicopter pilot from LA. So, yeah, people close to Rogers. People think that Rogers may have had some kind of commitment ceremony. I don't know if that's like next to a tea ceremony, like the Upper Ayahuasca. They call that a tea ceremony. And then I think you trip your face off and go on some spiritual journey. But Pearl may not have happened down at a courthouse in Malibu.
I was thinking when he retires, people will be like, are you retired? He's like, yeah, I'm retired. And it's going to be like, I mean, I'm still playing football, but yeah, I'm retired. Like, the guy is playing. He's like the bad guy in a 60 Minutes interview. He is parsing words, or a politician. What is going on here? I totally believe this, that he's not really married.
But he's wearing a ring. Do you wear
that? And?
Okay, good. Yeah, you're right. No, I mean, but here's the thing about this. When he did the whole immunized versus did you get vaccinated, at that time, I know it sounds weird to say it now, at that time, people were genuinely nervous and scared about the disease spreading, about COVID spreading.
Yeah.
Nobody cares if he's married or not married.
But his
tone.
That
doesn't matter.
His tone was that when Brooke Pryor, I think, was the one who asked him in Pittsburgh, she said, are you married? He's like, yeah, I'm married. It was not the way you normally announce your wedding. It's like, are you married? Yeah, you know, I got married. Like, yeah, I got married. Like, I don't know, a little more excitement.
Maybe he doesn't want to share anything with the Pittsburgh press, I guess.
Maybe he's already in a not happy marriage.
He acted like he got a new Traeger grill. Like, that was the level of enthusiasm. It's like,
Have you seen those?
I went down to Barbados to talk to you. It was great. Oh, yeah, I got married, you know. Committed to her for life. No big deal, better or worse.
Big shout out to all the women backing up the fellas.
All right, let's get to Andrew Bogish. Do you think he's married, Bogue?
I actually want to defend him here. Whether it's a priest or the
shaman,
the person at the justice of the peace, like, or just them promising themselves, whether like it's all the same thing. Like, if they really meant that they're going to be together forever, he's married.
We'll tell that judge in 3 years when this falls apart.
Legally, there's a couple things she may be entitled to.
Well, that's on her then.
No, but I'm serious. If it was just like a commitment ceremony, is she entitled to anything? That piece of paper, I was dating my husband for 5 years before we got married. EJ, I know you and Andrea have been together for a long time too. You're going to get married next year. You think it's not really going to change, but when you get that piece of paper, you're like, oh yeah, I'm married now. No?
Oh, I felt no difference.
Okay.
We already lived together. Like, the paperwork didn't matter.
I think it does matter for Aaron Rodgers though, because I think for him, he has a lot to lose.
You so mean when the you highest paid player in NFL history? Yeah.
Exactly. So when you say I'm married just like all you other guys, but you're really not, I don't know.
It's not that different than the immunization line. Because
I think Perloff is kind of right. Like, yeah, it's like, okay.
Can you complain about your wife when she's not really your wife?
Yeah, you're married, but like, if you go, you don't have alimony. There's no divorce papers. Like, you don't do any. Like, there's risk that goes with being married. That's kind of part of the deal.
Yeah, but that's his risk. The immunization part was our risk. They're not the same thing.
It's not a public health issue.
Yeah.
No. But it's funny the way he phrased it is like it kind of reminds you just like. Underselling, like, I'm immunized. That was
yeah, I'm married.
You look back on that. Yeah.
Helicopter pilot.
Hey, this copter's still flying. Dang it,
Aaron. Are you still you married?
By the way, has anyone ever wondered what did he mean? I know there's probably things like what immunized. Did he eat a lot of blueberries and have antioxidants? Like, what did he think his immunization was? I'm just curious.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even want to open that can of worms.
You know what I mean? Joe Rogan podcast I have to listen to figure that out. Pass.
Hey, I got 20 minutes into that one. I was just like, I got to go.
But I did. I flooded my body with antioxidants during COVID. No joke. I was like, I got COVID in March of 2020. And it wasn't so bad.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, you caught it at the peak.
Yeah. I got it. And
you're
I
just the
got it. I know exactly where I got it, too.
You might have been patient zero.
I got it right down the block. And my wife wanted to go to the Color Factory Museum. And I got jammed into a room with a bunch of Italian tourists. And 9 days later, I can't breathe. Thank you, Sarah.
Wow.
What an advertisement for the Color Factory.
I call it 70. I mean, no one listening is going to go there. And I call it the COVID Factory. My wife had 7 injuries. She got kicked by a horse.
I pass that place almost every day. I'm like,
I took Lucas
there.
That
seems nice. Never mind.
There's a ball pit, by the way.
I lost my wallet in that ball
There's
pit.
A ball pit. You might want to wear a mask when you jump into that ball pit.
Mask? How about hazmat?
Hazmat, too. Yeah. The guy in front of you is named Nunzio. You should leave immediately.
Yeah, I'm reading these headlines. I'm like, there's this weird virus coming over. It's specifically Italy. And I'm like, I think that person next to us is speaking Italian.
All of a sudden, you hear someone, arrivederci. It's like, yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah. He literally had the mustache.
Carrying a pizza box? Yeah. I don't think so. Come on.
Every Italian. Yeah.
Cabagol.
Yeah. No, not like an American Italian. These people were from Italy, and I'm in a small room at the Color Factory. Pulpit. I'm like,
Your color is a weird shade of gray.
Yeah.
I've never seen before.
Is that like Mario and Luigi?
Yeah, like I'm in the ball pit and I pop up and think I'm going to see my daughter. And instead, some guy goes, Buongiorno.
That's French.
And coughs on me.
Buongiorno's French.
No, bonjour is French.
Buongiorno is Italian.
Yeah.
Well, I speak Spanish.
Yeah.
Got me there, man. I should have taken you with me to the Color Factory. Idiot.
That is blasphemous.
Go ahead, folks. Let's have
thanks.
Some headlines.
When games are being played, it's either upper or lower body injury in hockey. Once the cup is won, we get all the injury details. Here's Panthers star Matthew Tkachuk on TNT on the ice after claiming their second straight Stanley Cup last night, 5-1 over the Oilers in Game 6.
I tore my adductor off the bone, and I had some hernia thing, and all on the same side, and wanted to throw in the towel a bunch of times.
My towel thrown in just listening. Tkachuk got hurt during the Four Nations Cup, finished that event, but then skipped the end of the regular season. Mm. He returned for the playoffs, scored last night's game winner. He thanked his girlfriend, his family, doctors, and teammates.
Italian surgeon.
For getting him through all of this.
I really didn't think I'd be playing, and or at least playing to my capabilities. So the longer the playoffs went, the better I felt. And I owe that to the guys for giving me some wiggle room to feel good.
The Oilers probably feeling worse this morning after losing their second straight cup, extending Canada's drought to at least 33 years.
Damn.
But a good question for Tkachuk would have been, are you married? And he would have been, yeah, you know, I'm married. To his girlfriend. Yeah, sure.
Well, the funny part, too, is could Josh Allen have had a bigger wedding?
Yeah, no, he left, no doubt.
Yeah, it's like Larry David showed up.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, Roger's been married for months. No one knew about it. Apparently, his family doesn't believe it actually happened.
Panthers forward.
Can't believe you just uttered that sentence.
Panthers forward Sam Bennett, given the Conn Smythe Trophy as playoff MVP. Winger Sam Reinhart scored four times last night, the last two into an empty net. The Yankees haven't won since Thursday. They haven't scored since Saturday, a sentence Manny wishes was about him. His right. Bombers with a 4-0 home loss to the Angels, their fifth loss in a row, third straight shutout. Aaron Boone assumes there will be runs again.
It's always shocking to see our group not score runs, right? Especially a few days in a row now. So we just got to focus on the little things, you know, think small, big things come.
The text of the day that I got was from Anthony Gallo around 8:30, 9 o'clock. Who will score first, the Yankees or El Salvador? None of them. None of them was the answer. The Yankees did not score. El Salvador did not score. It was not a good night for your boy.
I thought you were going somewhere else with that. The Yankees are you is where I thought we were going with that.
Or El Salvador. I mean, let's go for the hat trick.
I'm going to ask El Salvador. But we know Manny's out there. He's back on the market.
Wonderful. Who's trying harder to score, Aaron Judge or Manny?
El Salvador is.
Bunch of bums.
Oh, all right. Time for one little more little one.
Caitlin Clark, the Fever, headed to the title game of the WNBA's in-season tourney. She had 20 points. They beat the Sun last night, 88-71. They'll play the Lynx in Minnesota on July 1st.
Folks, thank you so much. Let's turn our attention now with the NBA draft is almost here, Pearl. We wanted to chat a little with Jeff Goodman, who does such a fantastic job covering college hoops for the Field of 68, which is my absolute appointment listening and viewing. Their YouTube channel is fantastic, and it's for all year round college hoops. Jeff, thanks so much for the time. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good, Maggie. Actually, it's been a crazy week. We moved, finally. We sold our house in Boston about 10 months ago. Have been kind of vagabonds renting for the last 10 months. We just moved into our house yesterday in Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh.
So we're officially Southerners now, guys.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we wish you all the best. Just in time for the summer, too, where it's going to be nice and toasty.
I saw, by the way, did you see Keith Hernandez just moved, I think, to Hilton Head, and he was making a big deal out of somebody helped him move. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So you're now close to neighbors with Keith.
Only a couple hours away. Only a couple hours. That's right.
Well, thanks for doing this. If it's a really busy time, we do appreciate it. And we got the draft coming up a week from today. So first, let's start with Cooper Flagg. Oh, you know, Dallas gets the number one overall pick. So now it feels like a fait accompli that it's going to be Flagg. You've covered him extensively. Is this going to make an already difficult transition to the NBA even harder for Flagg, considering nothing to do with him, but that the franchise traded away Luka Doncic and now he's supposed to be the successor?
Yeah, but I think as long as Kyrie can get healthy again, and that's my big worry, right? Like, is Kyrie, who, you know, listen, we've kind of worried about his health, his knees, for years. Could they hold up? He's done a pretty good job of it. Can he come back to make them a viable contender? Because here's what I'll say. It's like Cooper Flagg can walk in the NBA today and make an impact. He's that good. He's that smart. He plays that hard. He plays the right way. He makes people better. You know, he is a point forward. That's what he is. And if they have a healthy AD and eventually a healthy Kyrie, this Dallas team is going to be really, really fun to watch, because you can put Cooper anywhere in the court and tell him, all right, we need you to score. All right, I'll score. We need you to play make. I'll play make. He's an elite defender for his age, for anybody coming into the NBA. So, you know, I'm not sure. It's funny, coming into the year at Duke, and I'd seen him play a ton in AAU ball. I was like, all right, how high is his ceiling? We know his floor is high, but can he ever be a number one guy in the NBA? Can he ever be a franchise player you can build around? And I walked away after seeing him play countless times this past year at Duke and be like, hell yeah. No question he can be a all-NBA, you know, top 5-10 player in the NBA for a decade.
Can he be a 1A on a championship team?
Yes, absolutely. Listen, I'd be shocked if in 5 years you're not saying you have more trust in Cooper Flagg than Tyrese Halliburton.
Wow. Jeff Goodman joining us. He's a co-founder of Field of 68, one of the best college basketball reporters that we know and that we follow. And, you know, Jeff saw some of the tweets yesterday, moving off of Flagg for a second, about another top prospect who is having a bit of a rough pre-draft process, and that's Ace Bailey from Rutgers. Yeah. Can you give us the reporting on what's been going on around Ace Bailey the last couple weeks?
Yeah, I mean, he hired a small-time agent, Omar Cooper, who is actually the father of Sharif Cooper, who played at Auburn years ago, didn't make it to the NBA. This guy's got no NBA clients. And I remember my first dealing with him, I had heard, and you guys know, like, I know it's a different world with college sports, but I've never had a kid, when I want to interview him in the preseason, especially before he's played a game, his reps or whoever, normally they didn't even have reps, you just go to the school, the team, the, you know, coaches. But now you got to go through the agents, and this kid was demanding to get paid to do an on-camera interview. And I'm like, huh? Like, Cooper Flagg's not demanding that. I sat down with VJ Edgecombe and Trey Johnson the preseason this year. They didn't demand a dollar. They understand the value that we provide as a media, especially for us at Field of 68. I'm going to make these kids look good, right? Like, I'm gonna loosen them up. I'm going to have some fun. They're going to show who they are. It's going to help their brand. Well, Omar Cooper wanted money for the sit down. I'm like, hell no, I'm not paying you money. Like that, no way. I haven't done, I've been doing this 25 years. I'm not paying you money to sit down. So that was red flag number one. The kid, you know, I've seen him play in person plenty of times. He's super talented, high upside. You know, he measured a little bit less than what people thought he would. He's probably closer to 6'8". But a tough shot maker and a talented, big, multi-dimensional wing. But having said that, you know, you worry about him and winning because he and Dylan Harper, that could be two of the top five picks, didn't get to the tournament at Rutgers this past year. Then you have now going through the draft process, he's not working out for any of these teams. He's not doing individuals for teams that are in that area that he's going to be picked, you know, whether it's San Antonio, Philly, Utah, whoever it is, his reps, his agent, Omar Cooper, is saying, no, we're not working out for you. So a lot of red flags with this kid, high upside, but again, also could be a bust. One of those guys that I don't think you're going to get an in-between. I think either the light's going to go on, but you got to put him in the right situation, guys. That's the key to me. Like, Steve Peichel wasn't the right coach for Ace Bailey and even Dylan Harper, who's a totally different player and built differently than Ace.
Go ahead.
So, Jeff, I'm a Sixers fan. What do you expect them to do with the number three overall pick, assuming Dylan Harper goes two, Cooper Flagg one, and Ace Bailey sitting there? Any chance that they still take him despite all that?
Yeah, I mean, I think you could if you do your due diligence and everything like that. But, you know, I think when you start digging, you're going to get more red flags. So I think, to be honest, if you're Daryl Morey, you know, I tweeted it yesterday, like it's kind of one of those things where you're rolling the dice here, and this could be it for Daryl Morey. Let's be honest, he's on thin ice right now as GM going forward. I think even though they signed him, you know, to an extension, I would probably go safer. I would probably go with a guy like VJ Edgecombe, to be honest. He's a big, strong, physical, super athletic, defensive-minded guard, but you've got enough dudes in Philly, don't you? I mean, if you're a Sixers fan, you know better than I, but, like, I mean, obviously it starts with Joel ever being healthy again, yeah, really healthy again, but you've got Maxie. You've got some other guys that can score the ball. I think you need a culture setter, and VJ Edgecombe can be that. Again, I don't know if he's going to average 20 a game, but I think he could be a guy who averages 14 a game, you know, fills the stat sheet a little bit and brings a toughness and a defensive-minded presence that organization needs right now.
Jeff Goodman joining us, Field of 68. It's fantastic for college hoops all year round. Jeff, last one from me, and thanks again for doing this, and you're busy. You just moved from Boston to South Carolina. Fantastic. For Dylan Harper, if he does go two to the Spurs, how's the fit with Wembanyama?
Not good. And it's not even about Wemby. It's more about their other pieces, right? They just don't have a lot of shooting. You know, you got De'Aaron Fox and Steph Castle and Wemby. It's not the best fit. But I, having said that, I don't think you pass on Dylan Harper. I think my best comparison with Dylan Harper is not quite as big, but is like a, and I don't want to say a poor man's Cade Cunningham, but like does some of those same things, right? A big physical guard who's maybe not a true point, but can play the point, can make people better. Again, a culture guy, a high IQ player who's only going to get better with the ball in his hands and did. But yeah, I like Dylan Harper too much to pass up on him. I think then if you're the Spurs, okay, who can you move? Who do you move? And you're not at a point where you have to move anybody today. You see how it goes. And if it, again, the spacing is not going to be great, you know, can you move Steph Castle? He's got high upside. He's just, again, they're all average shooters at best right now, those three guards.
Jeff, real quick, if I told you a few years ago that Jalen Williams and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander would be dominating an NBA final, would you have seen any of that in college?
Hell no. No chance. Anybody who says they would is lying to you, especially with Jalen, because Jalen was at Santa Clara and nobody saw him. With Shai, you saw the glimpses because he played at Kentucky. They were overhyped all the time. So you could see Shai not becoming what he's become, not an MVP, but you could see him becoming maybe an all-star. But Jalen Williams, man, give Sam Presti credit, the Emerson college product. he's had some great moves, trades, and draft picks over the years. I'm not sure there's going to be any that go down as a better draft pick given the situation and the circumstances than drafting Jalen Williams out of Santa Clara at 12. When I'm not alone. A ton of people were like, man, is that a reach?
Jeff, we'll have to do it again sometime soon. Again, I'm such a huge fan of the Field 68. I mostly consume you guys on YouTube. That's where I go. Fantastic channel. I'm on it all the time. Thanks so much for doing this, and have fun this week leading up to the draft.
No, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it. And let me know if you're ever, you know, down in the Charleston area, all right?
Awesome.
Very good. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate that.
I can't go to Charleston because it's summer, and I got to keep this body tight. And every time I go to Charleston, I put on 8 pounds.
Because
food? They serve grits with everything. You're like, could I get a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? And they put it on top of grits. The food is so insane there. Manny, I don't know if you've been, but you get off the airplane and you put on 10 pounds.
I haven't been south of Staten Island.
EJ, a little more of the world traveler.
Venice, South Carolina, not Charleston. That's one of the places I want to go. I thought you were going to say Sunburn, Perloff.
Yeah,
that's where I thought you were going.
It's often cloudy in Charleston.
Perloff is the only person alive who somehow procured SPF 200. I don't know. They make it in the lab specifically for you. 888-710-4ISN.
That's low-hanging fruit there to make fun of Perloff for being pale. What the heck? I thought we had evolved past that.
We certainly have not. We have also not evolved past talking about Shedeur Sanders and the Cleveland Browns quarterback search. Who's going to emerge? Because we got some new reporting on how many QBs they're going to carry into training camp. We've got that next, M&P.
And let's not forget Shallow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com.
Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Homage to all things Seattle today. The Mount Olympus of Maggie and Perloff, the four sports gods. Today we're doing Seattle. Quickly, I did Ken Griffey Jr. and Ichiro. I also put Steve Largent and Marshawn Lynch on my Mount Olympus. Pearl?
I went with Ichiro, Ken Griffey Jr., Gary Payton, and Russell Wilson.
I think Russell Wilson is the most controversial one. More controversial than Marshawn Lynch, who only spent 5 years there.
I think Marshawn Lynch is a little more controversial than Russell Wilson.
And our apologies to Sue Bird, who we know is a goddess, but was left off of this Mount Olympus. 888-710-4ISN. Quickly, want to get to the Browns, because Mary Kay Cabot, Pearl, of Cleveland.com, is reporting that it's a pretty good chance that Cleveland, who has four quarterbacks right now, Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Shedeur Sanders, and Dylan Gabriel, will carry four quarterbacks into the season. Where I think a lot of people believe it'd be smarter to showcase probably Kenny Pickett and trade him if there's a training camp injury or something like that.
I think this is one of the craziest headlines. To carry four quarterbacks would be nuts, first of all. You need the players for special teams. But also, they are chasing the mistake of the draft. They took Dylan Gabriel in the third round, and then they took Shedeur in the fifth round. And to keep four would just be rationalizing what was an irrational move.
Well, and this is why we said it at the time, and it will continue to be a story, that you cannot treat Shedeur Sanders like he's just any other fifth-round pick. You couldn't do it at the time of the draft, and now that we're away from the draft and really into football activities, it's even more ludicrous because you're watching, albeit OTA film, which I know is like not a real thing, but he looks really good at times. What do we think was going to happen? He's not going to go out there and look like a stiff. He's got too much college film that would show you he can actually play in the NFL. Should he have been a first round pick? Maybe not. But fifth round was stupid. So, like, Cleveland had to understand this was only going to get more complicated, not less. And when, you know, they said after the draft, well, it's a fifth round pick, it's not really a commitment. That was always BS.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it does feel like, yeah, people would cut Tebow all the time. They wouldn't even think twice. I remember when the Patriots cut Tebow, I'm like, oh my God, we just spent the last month talking about this guy, and then they just axed him.
Okay, but we already knew at that point that Tebow was not a good NFL quarterback. We don't know anything about Shedeur.
I think a lot of people were surprised when he was at the last minute and cut down day. Again, yeah, I mean, like, listen, the Browns, all that being said, they did not let him do anything with the first team. They kept him. They're pretty adamant throughout spring that the order was Flacco and Pickett, Gabriel, then a distant fourth, Shedeur, to the chagrin of all the Cleveland reporters. They're like, why isn't Shedeur out there with the first team? So, I don't know. They kind of stuck to their guns and kept him on the side during the spring, didn't they?
Well, they couldn't elevate him to first team. That would create too much of a firestorm. Right. But the other news that came out was Flacco was saying to reporters, and Albert Breer had this in his column at SI.com on Monday, that Flacco didn't get as many reps with the first team as you would have thought. And he's like, I'm putting my trust in Stefanski that I'm 17 years into this thing and they don't need to see me in OTAs. This is better to show Pickett, get Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur as many reps as possible, because I think they know Flacco's a given. He's going to be on the roster. But having Pickett out there showing that he looks pretty good could be enticing out in OTAs.
Yeah.
could be enticing if somebody does suffer a training camp injury and all of a sudden you're like scrambling for a quarterback.
No. Nobody's watching OTA tape of another team. They have to, if they want to showcase them, it has to be in training camp and enjoying practice and training camp and preseason NFL games, right?
And I think you'll see more of that.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's going to trade for a guy off 7-7 film.
Well, but with Pickett, you have more, you have a whole, you know, other teams do draft profiles on guys even if they don't draft them, right?
Yeah, but they're not, they could showcase him in the spring. You're going to have to showcase him later on. I can't, why would anyone trade a pick for Kenny Pickett? That would be
desperation.
Yeah. He was out there. They could have signed him already.
Okay, but you just said it's ludicrous for them to carry four quarterbacks. So what are they going to do?
Well, I mean, listen, they have a tough decision here. I think they'll end up cutting Pickett. I don't think they'll end up trading him. No one's going to trade for Kenny Pickett. He's not worth a 7th-round pick.
But they already traded for him from Philadelphia.
Oh, they did do a trade. I forgot. Yeah, but so
they're going to cut him now?
Yeah, probably. I mean, they're going to cut one of those guys. It's not going to be Flacco. Albert Breer did say they didn't give him work because they kind of know Flacco is going to be the week one starter.
And I think that's smart, but then what do you do with Shador and Gabriel? Again, I'll
go
back to it.
You got to keep them. You got to keep both of them. And that's why Pickett has to be the odd man out.
Man. Which is funny because he could be the odd man out and also could be the week one starter.
And let's not forget Shador.
I think it'll be Flacco. If I'd like to do a show bet, I'd take Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco?
Week one starter, Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco?
Who is that again?
Scott Van Pelt.
Thank you, EJ Stewart. I don't know if I'm going to take that bet. I got to think about it. Can I think about it till tomorrow?
Oh, sure.
Cliffhanger. Thank you, Manny Rodriguez. Thank you, Andrew Bogish, Andrew Kaplan. Thank you to Howard Megdahl, who joined us, Jeff Goodman. And thank you, guys. See you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.